Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 314 for Friday, March 18th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market posted minor gains on Friday after a volatile session as traders were carefully positioning themselves before the weekend. Canola's May contract was up 30 cents at $465.80 a ton, while the July contract was up 90 cents at $471.30 a ton. Chart-based trading was a major feature of the day. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both higher, and that helped to underpin the market. Dryness in parts of Western Canada was also supportive. However, on the other side, the Canadian dollar is still near its highest point in 5 months relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that has made canola less attractive to out-of-country buyers. There is still some uncertainty over future demand due to China's decision to clamp down on dockage allowances of canola imports. The large South American soybean crop was bearish for canola, and crude oil was weaker. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was down 1 cent with the front-month May contract at $3.66 a bushel. The market was pushed lower by a new report from Informa Economics that raised the outlook for corn plantings this year. The new report pegs acreage at 89.5 million acres. That is up 1.5 million acres over last year. On the other side, floods and excess rain in the Mississippi Delta have prompted some farmers to put off seeding for now. Soybeans finished close to unchanged, with the May contract checking in at $8.98 a bushel. The market got some support from this week's gains in crude oil, which encouraged refiners to blend more biodiesel. Forecasts calling for dry weather in Malaysia was also supportive, as it pushed palm prices to their highest point in nearly a year. On the flip side, the advancing soybean harvest in South America limited the gains. Wheat was a cent higher with the May contract at $4.63 a bushel. India's wheat crop is expected to be 14% lower than last year due to recent hailstorms, and that's good news for U.S. exporters. However, large global supplies did put some pressure on the market. Crop prospects improved in Europe and Russia, and France's wheat inventory is expected to be the highest in 17 years. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, March 18th in Winnipeg for Farm Market News. I'm Dave Sims.